Neuje.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet, they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
When we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half, we have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno o poldan.
Pozdravljeni v južni hemisferi, tokrat bo z vami Kožuh. Fokusirali pa se bomo na Tadžikistan, to je najmanjša izmed petih držav regije Centralne Azije. Oziroma v bolj specifično v regijo znotraj Tadžikistana Gorno Badakšan, ki meji na Afganistan, Kitajsko, obenem je pa zelo blizu Pakistana z Vakan koridorjem, kjer se lahko pol ure v Pakistanu iz Tadžikistana. Regija je v zadnjem času bila zelo nestabilna, predvsem od julija, ker je bil ubit predstavnik tadžikistanskih oblasti v tej regiji, Abdul Nazarov. Ubil naj bi ga pa vodja opozicije in tudi nek zelo glasen kriminalec, Tolipay Umbekov. Ampak na koncu dneva naj bila tole neka izgovor za tadžikistanske oblasti, da so lahko šle za vojsko v to regijo znotraj Tadžikistana, v Gorno Badakšan. Pogovarjali smo se z aktivistko in novinarko Sujido Diakfarovo, ki pa poudarja, da so vse zadeve v centralnoazijski regiji so nekak geopolitične.
I think first of all, if you go deeply in this issue, it should be considered or should be seen on the frame of a geopolitical struggle in the region. First of all, it's for outside world. For people who wants to know what's going there, you cannot take away the Badakhshan event from a whole process that's going on in our region, in Central Asia. On the light of international troops withdrawal from Afghanistan and geopolitical struggles, and many countries around China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, and a whole range of countries are that. Those countries have interest in the region. In regards of Ayumbekov and Badakhshan, first of all, I have to say that Badakhshan is a really crucially important strategic area, bordered with Afghanistan, with China, with Kyrgyzstan. It has a corridor, Vakhon, if you probably you heard about this corridor, half an hour you can get in Pakistan. So this region is really, really, really important. And somehow government had so far have less control over the region. Maybe because of civil war, maybe because of instable situation in other regions like Karachigin Valley, which was a scene of many operations against terrorism in the region.
Diakparova poudarja, da je tadžikistanska oblast na vsak način mogla vstopiti v to regijo, saj bo leta 2014 naj bi šle zahodne sile iz Afganistana in torej mogla tadžikistanska oblast prevzeti kontrolo. Smrt Abdula Nazarova ne bi bila izgovor.
Since the government's attention was less in the region and the local authorities were so weak, the former opposition commanders gained a huge authority in the region. The region is the main road for drug trafficking, and it has many minerals and many, how do you call it? this kind of stones, pressure stones, yeah. They have many commanders. They are involved in this. And I believe the part of the problem is that the local authorities or authorities who were sent from the central government to the region, they were also involved in this business. So the general Abdullah Nazarov, who was head of the KGB in the region, he was killed on 21st of July and somehow provoked the military operation in the region. I believe that if he would be killed or no, government would try to enter the region and try to establish the order. Because if so far government was very confident that the German troops is on that side of the border and American troops and other international troops are in Afghanistan and somehow gives assurance to the government that everything will be fine. But what happened is in 2014 the international army leaves the region. What's going to happen with Tajikistan? So you can consider all the issue in a branch, not take Ayom Bekov away from this. Ayom Bekov is a person who made ground available for this operation. It was a kind of a cause for that, but not the main problem. The main problem, the main goal was government wants to enter the region and to be there, because many, many other countries are interested on that region.
Na drugi strani meje Tadžikistana, torej Afganistana, pa se seveda nahajajo sile NATO. Ampak prioriteta teh sil ni nekak zniževati trgovanje z orožjem, z minerali, z drogami, temveč preprosto drugi cilji. Obenem pa je Tadžikistan močno odvisen od tujih sredstev, kot celotno, kot država odvisen od tujih sredstev in pomoči, zaradi česar nima nekak moči, da bi lahko nastopil proti vplivu in željam velesil.
Yeah, I believe that German troops and other international troops, they're trying somehow to prevent the drug smuggling, but you know, they have different mission. They combat in terrorism, they trying to establish stability in Afghanistan. It's the fight against drugs, I believe it's not priority or the prime mission of international organization, international troops there. It should be done by Afghan officials, by Afghan army, by Tajik officials. But, you know, Americans trying and the Western countries also trying giving investment to Tajik officials, to Afghans to strengthen their borders, to prevent the flow of drugs from there. But the effect is not that much visible, honestly. You know, Tajikistan is a tiny country in Central Asia. It has many, many problems. It basically relies on remittances money. The country has almost 2 million migrants working in Russia. If the migrants would not work there, I don't know what would happen with that country. And the country is really, really depend on international aid, international help. So you can imagine that saying about the high level of corruption in the among the high-ranking officials, and the president who is in power for 20 years and the new generation haven't seen any other faces on the power, almost the same people running the country, this raises discontent among people. This is the main problem. If the country would be stable, nothing would be danger for the country. The ground is unsuitable from the inside, unstable from inside. That's why if something happened around Tajikistan, the level seems much more higher because of inside discontent, because of economic problems, because of any other problems that the country is facing, the country faces.
Za vpliv Tadžikistana, kot tudi v celotni regiji, se poteguje več velesil. Prednjačijo seveda Rusija, Kitajska in Indija ter Turčija.
Which foreign power has the most influence over the current president or the most influence in Tajikistan?
Well, I think Tajikistan somehow faces dilemma now. From one hand, it's really disappointed over the Russia's behavior, which wants to stay for 49 years in Tajikistan. Russia has a large military base in Tajikistan, almost 7,000 soldiers in Tajikistan, but they don't pay anything instead. And Tajikistan tries to build a higher hydropower station, which raises concern of Uzbekistan. In dispute between Tajikistan and Uzbekistan over the energy, the hydropower station, Russia, which is the closest ally of Tajikistan, somehow keeps distance from the problem. That's why Tajikistan is really frustrated and tries to find other partners, at least to have a political support or some economic support. But I think that Tajikistan is still really heavily heavily depends on Russia rather than on other countries. There are some offers from Western countries, from the United States. They're also trying to have a close relations with Tajikistan. But I think every time when Tajikistan tries to establish any kind of relations with other countries, he basically looks at Russia to see how Russia would react.
And what about China's influence? Is it on the rise? And how are the Chinese, are they welcomed to some extent, or is there any fear in their expansion?
The country that gives you a lot of money and for a long time. And of course, for instance, Tajikistan has almost 2 billion China is constructing roads and buildings and doing everything, giving money every time Tajikistan asks money. Of course, they like it when China give money while Russia making negotiation over, I don't know, 100 million. China gives without any word and give this money yours for 20 years. They're really happy. They like it. But the main problem is that Tajikistan and all countries in around Tajikistan, all countries in the region, they have some concern that it is not a good decision to have a really, really close relations with China or to be economically dependent on China because they have still the border issues did not resolve between those countries. It come from last century when the Russian Empire made an agreement with Chinese which Russia as a heritage from Soviet times, so the countries still have some border issues with China, and by giving China giving them money, China makes them more happy and more close get close to work with them. So in the societies, people intelligentsia especially, they have some concern over China's close relation with the officials or with the government. But so far, I think China is becoming the main player in the region because of money, because it never says raises any political issue. It doesn't raise any human rights issue. And they are really comfortable with that so far.
Is Turkey also a player in Tajikistan with the Turkish Council and as a BRIC nation who's actually getting stronger and stronger as a regional power?
Not really, not in Tajikistan. Probably you know that Tajikistan is a Persian, the only Persian speaking country among Turkish speaking countries.
So you're closer to Iran?
Only Iran, yes. It has close relation with Iran, but Tajikistan is a little careful of having close relation with Iran because of Islamic regime, because Tajikistan has a secular regime. And so it has some kind of brotherhood, but in terms of political issues, they really, really careful about that. Turkey basically tries to protect its interest in the region through the schools that open all around Tajikistan called Turkish Lyceys. So many schools have really good reputations, and the relation is basically culture rather than political or economic.
Is there any Muslim radicals also present? As in most of the, also in Uzbekistan and Kazakhstan, there are supposed to be some radical Muslims. So I'm wondering if there's also the issue in Tajikistan.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a trend all around the region after the collapse of Soviet Union, when people for 70 years were atheists and they suddenly find themselves free and religious and everything. And, you know, many emissaries from Saudi Arabia, from Iran, they also work in our region, try to persuade people to follow them. So, yes, the part of society in Tajikistan is still very conservative. And the poverty and, you know, economic hardship forced many people to give their children to send their children to Iran, to Saudi Arabia, to other countries, which has a free education. And that's why last year or 2 years ago, Tajikistan suddenly found out that more than 6,000 young boys studying in all Arab countries, including Egypt and Saudi Arabia, Pakistani madrasas, they forcibly returned all young people, left there just 1,000 young people left there, only those who got government's permission to study abroad. But I think the government is still exaggerating with this extremism or Islamic extremism, try to attract more Western countries' attraction to the problem or to get help from them. Because recently my colleagues came back from Tajikistan, that he said that the streets are full of young, beautiful girls who have a European dress and no one touched them. And so so it's a bit exaggeration. You know, all Central Asian countries using this card when it comes to get some help from Western countries. They usually raise the issue of radicalism, terrorism and everything in order to get financial support from them.
The Tajik society is still rather secular, even, I mean, as a...
If you measure it by percent, I would say that 80% of Tajik population, they're really happy that they're living in a secular society. But 20%, it was during Soviet time, it was 1 or 2%. But now you can imagine 20% of population, they have want to have some either Islamic government, Islamic live to Islamic country, or wanted government to let them practice Islam freely, to send their kids to madrasas and to mosques. In Tajikistan, by the way, it is not a law for boys under age, I mean until the under 18, to visit mosques. This prohibition was made 2 years ago, and even parents also would be responsible if their kids would visit mosques, or they would be seen in some places with the people who pray.
Celotna regija Centralne Azije pa se sooča z pomankanjem vode. Predvsem druge države zaradi usahanja Aralskega jezera. Tadžikistan pa je v tem pogledu special, pod narekovaji, ker ima obsežne vodne rezerve. Ne le pitne vode, temveč tudi možnost izkoriščenja vodnih verov za pridobivanje električne energije, kar pa vodi v regionalne spore.
The water issue is actually a hot topic for the whole region, especially since the Aral Sea is basically no more almost.
I would like to say that water sea is drying. The Aral Sea is drying because of Uzbekistan's behavior, use water for agriculture sector. Tajikistan has a upstream country. The country has a huge resource of water. The country uses only 7% of that. The rest goes to Uzbekistan. Uzbekistan has gas, oil, and other this kind of treasures, this kind of advantage. Tajikistan is a, you know, deadlocked country. The country does not have anything. The only plan, the only thing that can rescue the country from going deep into economic crisis is the Ragun Dam, Ragun Hydropower Station, which raises concern of Uzbekistan. You know, I think it's basically the project was prepared during Soviet time, and many scientists from Tajik side, from Uzbek side, from other parts. They basically discussed the issue. The project was accepted by all parts. Now, I think the issue is political. If Tajikistan would build this hydropower station, it would be somehow the main exporter of energy to markets around, to Afghanistan, Pakistan, India. And so the country would be more or less independent from Russia, first of all, secondly from Uzbekistan. So a close neighbor does not want to see this. And it's basically competition over the energy market rather than the water issue. But the water issue should be the country should pay attention to that, because the glaciers are melting rapidly in Badakhshan and in Kyrgyzstan also. But the problem is that Russia is still using the Soviet time divide and run policy. And during the 20 years, none of countries in Central Asia did not have any integration and had no will to integrate to each other or to solve the waters. I don't remember any issue that was solved between the countries.
Seveda pa se v Tadžikistanu odvijajo tudi kršenja človekovih pravic. Če nič drugega, je predsednik Emomali Rahmon na oblasti že 20 let. Ampak po drugi strani Djakvarova poudarja, da kršenje človekovih pravic v Tadžikistanu ni do te mere obsežno, kot se odvija v Uzbekistanu in Kirgizistanu.
Are there a lot of human rights abuses in Tajikistan, or is it more like still some stability?
I think the main abuse is that he stays on power for 20 years. There is a young generation who was, I don't know, 1 year old or 2 year old. They are now 20, and they haven't seen any other faces except his face. I think it's not normal. They should give the power at least 15 years ago or 10 years ago. This is the main problem in Tajikistan, and the people see that they cannot change the government by peaceful means. That's really danger. And in terms of human rights, if you compare Tajikistan with Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, I would say that the country the human rights less violated in Tajikistan. If you compare it with other countries. But lately we see more violence from police and torture in the prisons. So young people do not have opportunity to work in government institutes because of corruption, because of nepotism. This kind of violation of rights exists in Tajikistan. The second big problem is that politically parties in Tajikistan exist nominally. You can see several the only Islamic party in the whole region exists in Tajikistan. Islamic party and other parties, Socialist Party and Communist Party. Those parties have only one or two seats in the parliament, which is 63 seats. Majority, maybe 90% occupied by President's Party, People's Democratic Party. And this repeats and continues again and again and again. People who hope that Emomali Rahmon would change something in 2005, and it did not happen. People say it would definitely change something in 2010. Nothing happened. You know, people kind of gave up. They give up because they see that they cannot change anything.
Kljub kršenju človekovih pravic pa predstavniki zahodnih sil še vedno sodelujejo z trenutno tadžikistansko oblastjo.
There is one negative thing that even Western countries who have very close relations with the dictators in Central Asia, they cannot do anything. They think that it's easier to work with them rather than the new person comes, and it's very difficult to work with a new person. And even those people who criticize the election, they saying that it was far away from international standards, and OSCE say that governments, United States, I don't know, all international community says, but you will see after half an hour they come in and taking their hands. And nothing happened. This really problem, this is a political a violation of political rights, I believe.
Pri južni hemisferi sem bil z vami Kožuh.
Globalization to a large extent is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
We travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.